A former National Guard armory is where relics of history are resurrected on the edge of Ida Grove. Woodworkers are shaping, routing, and varnishing rafters and decorative trim for an old-fashioned trolley car, the kind of transportation that used to be common. Grant Godberson is vice president of Gomeco Trolley Company.
I mean, truly have been, you know, a country that hasn't had these trolleys running in service for well over 60 years. So the buses generally started taking over more and more of the routes in the cities, and the trolleys were phased out.
Gomeco is short for Godberson Manufacturing Company, an international giant best known for building other things, from bridges to paving equipment. One of the family patriarchs was obsessed with restoring cars. One thing led to another, and they won their first bid to refurbish trolley cars in 1982. The startup business has been on track ever since. They've built about 40 trolleys, including this one in Mount Pleasant that has carried many thousands of Iowans during the old Threshers reunion. John Colleen is sales manager.
Restoring a trolley car is very labor intensive because you dismantle the car, you take all the old stuff off, and then at some point you finally get to where you now start putting it all back together.
Depending on the project design, a trolley can cost anywhere from $500,000 to nearly $2 million.
But if you're building a new car, I think most of your labor would be the wood. You know, as you're making each piece to fit, you know, they're all handmade.
Contemporary trolleys have the advantage of current innovation and technology, like Gomeco's version of a Prius trolley, a renovated car from Australia that runs on battery or electric power. Their latest replica will be shipped to Taiwan, the company's first overseas export. It will move Chinese passengers between an amusement park and a shopping mall.
That car is 100% battery. They ordered their car with extra batteries to get longer runtime. They're hoping to be able to start in the morning and run pretty much for probably 12 hours before they need to recharge again.
The company's staff of 13 even makes the brass components in the on-site foundry.
Right now the temperature gets up to about 1800 to 1950.
Carl Schabel casts the shiny overhead grab rails, the whistle, and conductor's bell. Gomeco does not compete in mass transit or manufacture buses that look like trolleys. Nothing on rubber tires, according to Grant Godberson, just vintage-style cars that ride the rails. And a number of cities are bringing them back to revitalize their downtowns.
One of the big thing problems that the Iowa cities are going to have is it requires so much federal funding to do these projects. The infrastructure work and laying the tracks and moving the utility lines, and a lot of these projects get into the $100 to $200 million range there.
Gomeco is also rehabilitating a vintage rail car for a tourist train in the Black Hills, which started out as a pile of rotting boards and rusted parts. Only a few companies specialize in this business, which survives in part on nostalgia, a half century after most trolley car tracks were ripped out and forgotten. In Ida Grove, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't speak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. to hold up his sleeve with my hand.